Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives, and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Our listener support campaign continues. Today we're focusing on our Patreon campaign, patreon.greatdetectives.net. And you can support the show on a monthly basis with as little as $2 a month at the rookie level, up to $30 a month or more at the chief of detectives level. And among the goals that we have, and you can help us achieve, is once we hit $600 per month, we will be guaranteed to do a summer series next year, full 9 to 14 week series of old time radio programs, and you'll get to choose what we'll do. One of our Patreon supporters. So, patreon.greatdetectives.net. You can also support the show on a one-time basis at support.greatdetectives.net. We also have a mailing address you can send the donation to. All right. Well, now it's time for today's episode of The Lineup. The original air date, March the 18th, 1952. And this one is The Mirthless Moonshiners Methyl Murders.
By transcription, we take you now behind the scenes of a police headquarters in a great American city, where under the cold, glaring lights will pass before us the innocent, the vagrant, the thief, the murderer. This is The Lineup.
Pretty good line tonight. 42 boys.
Mm-hmm. Where's Quine?
Just got called upstairs. Didn't you run into him?
Didn't see him. Anything interesting in the line?
Here's the sheet. Take a look.
The Albert brothers.
The second bunch, I think.
Yeah, it's the second bunch.
May I have your attention, please?
I'm going to sit down.
The other side of the wire.
See you later.
May I have your attention, please? Thank you. My name is Carter, Sergeant Pete Carter. I'll explain the lineup to you. Each of the suspects you see will be numbered. I'll call off a number, their name, and charge. If you have any questions or identifications, please remember the number assigned to the prisoner as I call his name. If you are sure or not too sure of the suspect, have him held. The questions I ask these suspects are merely to get a natural tone of voice, so do not pay too much attention to their answers as they often lie. Okay, bring on the line. All right, keep it moving. Right over here to the end of the stage. Now turn and face front. You, back it up a little. Back right up against the wall. Okay, hands at your sides, face front. Now, when I call out your number, step out and look straight ahead. Keep your voice loud enough so everyone can hear you. Okay, number one, Ernest Fletcher, robbery. Stand up straight, take your hands out of your pockets. Don't look at me, look straight ahead. Okay, where do you live, Ernest?
553 West 109th Street.
Hotel, house, or what?
Hotel, I guess you'd call it.
What do you call it?
Everything I can think of.
How long you lived there?
How long? Just about 3 years. Yeah, about 3 years. Maybe a little more.
Were you arrested with anybody?
Yeah.
Who were you arrested with?
Girl. Name's, I don't remember her name.
Holt?
Holt?
Lisa Holt?
Lisa, yeah, that was it. Lisa. She was with me when I got picked up. She didn't know nothing about it. I turned her loose.
You have any weapons with you?
Just Lisa.
Any weapons, Ernest?
No.
How about a car?
No, I don't have a car. You picked me up before I had a chance to get a car.
You own a car?
No, I don't own one.
Where are you from, Ernest?
Detroit. I've been here about 4 years.
Okay, step back, Ernest. Number two, Jack Casper, assault. Where do you live, Jack?
Washington Avenue.
Talk up.
Washington Avenue. 107 West Washington Avenue.
Who do you live there with?
Another guy. Willard Keith. I live with him.
Is he the guy you hit?
Yeah, he's the guy.
Why'd you hit him?
I don't know. I guess I just felt like it. He had it coming.
He's in pretty bad shape. Might turn into manslaughter.
I hit him hard. He had it coming.
What'd you hit him with?
The shovel. I was digging out back, and I hit him with the shovel.
You just hit him?
Yeah. I turned around and belted him in the face. He had it coming.
You keep saying he had it coming.
He did.
Well, why?
Why?
Yeah, why'd he have it coming?
I've been living with him for 7 months. He's a terrible guy to live with. Anything you do, he's got something to say about it. You take a bath, he tells you you're doing it all wrong. He's been telling me I've been doing everything wrong for 7 months. The other day, he told me I wasn't using the shovel right, so I belted him with it.
Why didn't you leave? Why didn't you stop living with him?
For a while, I thought maybe he was right.
Okay, step back. Number 3, Stanley Phillips, robbery. Where do you live, Stan?
88, 76 and a half, South Adams.
How long you live there?
Oh, I lived there, I guess, about a couple of years, I guess.
Bad.
Were you arrested with anybody?
No. Can I see?
Any weapon?
Sure.
Yeah, automatic. Describe it. Well, it was a 45, I don't know.
What's that? Just got a call from General Hospital. 12 people have been carried in the last hour. They were poisoned.
And 3 more a few minutes ago.
Well, that's 15 people. What did it?
Bad booze.
What?
Somebody sold them some bad liquor. They're going blind, having convulsions.
Have you talked to any of them?
Not yet. They're all too sick.
They're actually going blind?
According to one of the doctors. Oh, there he is.
Well, let's talk to him.
His name's Archer. Doctor, this is Lieutenant Guthrie and Sergeant Quine.
Oh, hello, boys.
How are you, Doctor?
Fine.
I was just called in, Doctor. Maybe you better brief me.
Well, Lieutenant, there isn't much to brief you on at the moment. 15 or 16 cases in already, and most of them are in very serious condition.
Mm-hmm. Poison?
Wood or methyl alcohol, probably. 4 or 5 are already blind.
Any of them well enough to talk to?
Well, there's one that came in a short time ago. I don't know his name.
Mm-hmm. And he's well enough to be questioned?
He was when I looked at him. He's pretty sick, but he seemed much better than the rest. This is pretty terrible. No telling how many people have gotten hold of this stuff.
The bad liquor, huh?
Yeah, it's homemade. Every one of the people who've been brought in are from the poorest section of town. We got some addresses from them, but the rest you can tell.
Mm-hmm. Someone sold it for less than the government price, I'll bet.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm worried about this turning into an epidemic. It's bigger than just a party making it in the bathtub. Whoever brewed this stuff was planning on making some ready cash. If they've sold it to 15... they probably sold it to a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, Doc, I'd like to talk to this one man.
Sure, sure. Just come this way. Gonna need more space. Wards are already pretty full.
Is this man in the ward?
No. He was for a while until he got better.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the cot in the hall. We need all the beds for the really sick ones.
Tell me, Doc, any of the victims say where they got the stuff?
No. Well, in fact, I haven't asked them.
Where is everybody now, Jeff? Oh, I just want to talk to you. Allison here.
How do you feel?
Well, I felt worse. I felt much worse.
His name is Toomey.
Stanley Toomey, and I feel good enough to leave. Who are all these guys?
Well, Mr. Toomey, I'm Lieutenant Guthrie, and this is Sergeant Quine.
Lieutenant?
That's right, Mr. Toomey. This is Sergeant Quine.
Law?
That's right, Mr. Toomey.
Oh, I'm a very sick man. Doctor, I feel very sick, and I think I should rest for a while.
I thought you wanted to leave.
Well, I simply drank something and didn't agree. I haven't done anything you can throw me in the pokey for.
You've been thrown in before, haven't you, Toomey?
I want a lawyer. Oh, I feel very sick again all of a sudden.
You'll excuse me, I have to be getting back to the water.
Well, sure, go right ahead, man.
Well, like I said, I was very sick. I'm very sick. You can't just leave.
You'll be all right, Mr. Toomey.
All right. Doc, I tell you, I'm very sick again all over again. I'll be like the rest of those rummies in there.
Well, you're well enough to talk.
Well, I'm sick. I'm sick. I'm very, very sick. If you go walking off...
Mr. Toomey, I think that I'm the best judge.
Well, then trade me stomachs.
You talk to these men. I'll be back.
Oh, now, fellas.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Toomey. We're not going to haul you in. If we just want to talk to you.
You got a cigarette?
Cigarette? No. Sure.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you. You just want to tell
them. That's right, Mr. Toomey. Now, tell me, where did you get the stuff you were drinking?
Which stuff?
Well, the stuff that made you sick.
Well, I guess I got to confess to you. I've been feeling pretty bad lately. I've been awful low. Troubles, you know, depressed kind of. I've been drinking on occasion. Just an escape.
Oh, come on, Toomey. You've been escaping ever since I first knew you.
Well, lately more than usual, I guess.
Well, what's that got to do with the stuff that made you sick?
Well, last night and yesterday and, you know, this morning, I was drinking. It's kind of hard to tell what stuff I got sick on.
Mm. And what were you drinking?
Oh, various things. It's kind of hard to keep track. Oh, I was very depressed.
Yeah.
Just to pick out just which one of the things.
When did you first get sick?
Well, I remember when I woke up.
Mm-hmm. Where did you wake up?
Well, I was lying down. The particular alley, shelter that I was in, was a little vague. You know.
That's when you first got sick?
Yeah, well, I had a bad stomach ache. I knew it was something unusual because I'd been drinking various things for some time, and I generally get by. Oh, maybe an occasional lapse of memory or a slight headache or something, but nothing like this stomach ache. Well, I got pretty sick, and then I had a most disgusting thought.
What?
Ulcers.
Ulcers?
Oh, I'd be a laughing stock, so I went directly to the hospital to find out.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me, what time did you wake up in the alley?
Well, I have no idea.
What time did you go to sleep in the alley?
I have no idea.
Where were you before you went to the alley?
Where was I?
Yeah.
Where was I? Before I went in the alley, huh? Well, just give me a second on that now. I kind of think,
You have no idea?
Well, I remember going into Lemke.
On River Street?
That's it.
What'd you drink there?
Well, I spent my last 15 cents on something that Lemke was advertising at a very reasonable fee.
Where were you before Lemke's?
Oh, no.
Now, look, the sooner you answer, the quicker you can take it easy.
Well, fellas, I was in so many places. I was in the Bleach Cat. I was in the Barrel. The Barrel I wasn't in. I had given that place up. Max is not at all sociable. He forgets the people who kept his barn going during the tough days.
But the last place you remember before the alley was Lemke's.
That's right, it was Lemke's. You know, all those bums they've been bringing in, they might have gotten into some high-test gas. I knew a guy once named Wadley who drank 97 octane with orange juice.
Holy cow.
It was very fatal.
Did you drink any gasoline last night?
I have no idea.
Oh, miserable district.
Yeah.
Every town's got one.
There's Lemke.
Yeah, what do you guys want?
Little talk, Lemke.
The customers know you. You're going to ruin business.
If we make them nervous, let's go in the back.
Well, who's going to run the place?
Let's go in the back. Come on.
Okay.
What's wrong? Just want to talk to you.
Want to go in the back room?
All's good enough.
All right. Now, come on. What's the beef?
A bunch of people were carried into the hospital today.
Yeah?
They were all poisoned.
Well, yeah, the guy did it?
They've been drinking bad booze.
My booze ain't the best, but it don't poison nobody.
You been selling any illegal stuff?
Illegal?
What alcohol?
Oh, stop.
Or methyl?
Oh, now, you've been here before. You know what I sell.
What did you sell to Toomey last night?
That rummy.
What did you sell to him?
I don't exactly remember. I sold him wine, I think.
He said it was something cheap.
Oh, everything's cheap. You guys know the trade I get in here. You know Toomey, he couldn't buy nothing except wine or maybe beer.
He says it wasn't wine or beer.
Oh, look, boys, I don't care what that rummy says. He don't know what he's saying anyway. He's one of the biggest lushes in
the... Some of those people they brought into the hospital have already gone blind.
Blind?
Yeah, some of them might die.
Look, I gotta get back out in front. I can't leave the place with nobody to look after. It's Saturday night. I got a big crowd out there.
Let's see the bottle you served the wine to Toomey out of.
I told you, I don't know what I served him.
Let's take a look at your stock.
My stock?
Yeah. Show us your whole stock.
Oh, Lord.
Show us.
Okay. See what you guys do to my business? Everybody's beating.
As soon as we leave, they'll all be back. Go on.
Show us your stock.
You guys, you gotta believe me. I didn't sell nothing illegal. Okay, here's the stuff. Take a look for yourself.
Awful lot of stuff, Ben. I start with anything that doesn't look good.
Wait a minute, will you?
Yeah?
I sold it.
Okay, where is it?
Here's the last one. Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know. I bought it for $4.80 a gallon.
Ugh. Take a whiff, Ben.
I didn't know it would make anybody sick.
Didn't you sample it?
No.
Hi, Small. We found it.
I don't think you found all of it. Hello, Lemke.
Small.
We were able to talk to some more of the victims. I got a list of 4 more places like Lemke.
I didn't know it was dangerous.
You should have thought about it. They brought in 7 more people.
That makes 20. Where'd you get the stuff, Lemke?
From a guy, I don't know who. I saw a chance to make a quick buck, so I bought 6 gallons from him.
It's methyl alcohol, all right. They analyze it.
Okay, Lemke. Let's go.
I'm in a lot of trouble, huh?
Yeah. You're in a lot of trouble. Methyl alcohol, mostly. Some artificial flavoring, some other things, but nothing important.
How do you get methyl alcohol?
Oh, you can get it. Anybody back yet?
Should be.
Gavin.
Those bars were checking. Anybody back yet?
Not yet. Got a call in from Crockett, and he said he was questioning one of the owners, and he'd be in as soon as he got something.
Mm-hmm. Did Lemke find anything in the mug pile yet?
No, not yet. He's still looking. I've got the artist coming down to see if he can make a drawing from Lemke's description. Lemke doesn't find anything in the mugs.
Okay.
Lemke didn't know the guy who sold him the stuff?
He swears he didn't.
What some guys will do to make a buck.
Yeah. Well, it's been 4 hours since the first victim was brought in. Last report made it 33 people. 6 of them blind. Half a dozen not expected to live.
Hi, Pete.
Hello, Small.
Hospital called. Said they stopped coming in.
Well, that's something.
Said 3 of them have died. Talked with Doc Archer, and he said it was a good bet 2 or 3 more would die before evening.
Well, who are the dead ones?
Here's the names and addresses.
How about families?
Only one had a family. Arthur Jones. Wife and 3 kids. Wife was at the hospital when he died.
Well, whoever made that stuff couldn't have done better with a gun.
Yeah?
Crockett's coming in with the owner of the Riverfront Bar. Called in and said the owner, a man named Remington, admitted selling the stuff.
Did the owner say who sold him the stuff?
Said he didn't know the guy.
How about the other places?
I haven't heard anything yet. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, just identify them, huh? Okay, thanks. Ben.
Yeah?
Asher just called from the mugs and he says Lemke has found the man who sold him the stuff.
Well, have him bring Lemke up here.
Right.
And check and see how those other guys are doing, and when Crockett gets here, have him bring his man up.
Okay.
Boy, I'm a little tired.
Nice. Kind of stuffy in here. I'll open the window.
Good idea. Thanks, Pete.
Yeah. Hey.
What?
Look at that sunset. How about that?
Yeah.
You know, I've lived here all my life. You really don't think about how great your own hometown looks till sometimes when you see a sunset like that. Even the south side looks kind of like a painting. Hey, Paris is supposed to be the most beautiful city in the world. Think it is?
I don't know. I've seen it in pictures, but I guess it's beautiful.
Let's go be French cops and find out.
Yeah, I'd like to see Paris sometime. I'd like to see a lot of other places.
Huh? What places?
Oh, Italy. You know, Rome, Venice. I'd like to see India.
India?
Yeah. I was a real good history student in school. I like to read about places. I always like to read about India.
Here's Lemke.
Okay.
This is the mug you called out.
Oh, Roger Peterson.
Quite a record.
Yeah. Are you sure this is the man, Lemke?
Sure, that's the guy. Came into my place, asked me if I wanted to buy the stuff. Said $5. I said $4.50. I paid $4.80 like I told you.
That's the guy that sold it to me.
Their last address, 9108 South River.
I got a check on it.
Let's go over and see for ourselves.
What's going to happen to me? How about going a little easy since I picked this guy out for you?
Asher?
Yeah?
Crockett's coming in with another guy who's been selling the stuff. Show him the pictures and see if he bought it from Roger Peterson, too.
All right.
How about you, Lemke?
I helped, didn't I?
Three of those people who drank the stuff just died.
Well, did they say I was the one that sold it, though?
They didn't have a chance to say anything. Officers.
Okay.
Is there a Roger Peterson living here?
Yeah, what'd he do?
Just want to talk to him.
Sure.
What's your name?
Bivens. I run the place.
What room's Peterson in?
Second floor, number 12. Hey, there going to be trouble?
Not if we can help it.
Then you don't mind if I leave the place for a while?
We might want to talk to you.
I'll just be down the block, staying out of the way of the trouble. You're going to try not to help.
You better stay in your room.
What if there's some shooting?
We'll try not to aim at the floor.
Okay, I'll stay in.
12?
Yeah. End of the hall on the second floor. He's probably sleeping. Always does in the daytime. Wakes nice.
Doing what?
All night garage.
You got a key?
Yeah. This one.
I'll bring him right back.
Okay.
Bet he collects his rent right on time. Nine on this side. 12 on that side. Think we ought to go right in?
Give him a knock. Knock again.
He's in. He's really sleeping.
Well, let's find out.
Where's the bedroom?
That must be in over there.
He's in. Come on, Peterson.
Huh?
Come on. Wake up.
Huh? Hey, who was calling? Hey, what are you doing here?
Police. Get out of bed.
Police?
Get out of bed and get your clothes on.
Well, let me wake up, will you? Let me wake up. What's going on? What right you got busting into my room?
I'm arresting you on suspicion of murder.
What are you talking about?
Get up and put your clothes on. We'll tell you all about it.
Murder? You guys must be nuts.
Look, I told you to get up.
Okay. I'm up. Okay?
Where are your clothes?
On the chair. But if you don't mind telling me, you guys come busting in here and tell me you want me on suspicion of murder. Yeah. And where's your warrant to come busting in here like this?
Right here.
Oh. Well, let me in on it. Who'd I kill, huh?
Three people.
Three?
Maybe more by tonight.
Me? Kill three people? You're nuts.
Get into your clothes.
What three people? Tell me what three people I'm supposed to have killed.
The people who drank that stuff you've been selling.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We'll tell you all about it at the station.
Oh, wait a minute. I haven't got my pants.
I told you to hurry up.
Well, let me at least get my pants on.
And move. Okay, let's go.
Watch it, then. I've had it. Leave me alone.
All right, get up.
Sold the stuff, sure. But I didn't make it honest.
Who did make it?
My boss. The guy I work for.
Who's the guy you work for?
Name's King. Dave King.
We know Dave King.
Yeah? Well, I work for him.
At the garage?
Yeah, at the garage. He bought the stuff and mixed it. I just peddled it for him.
Where is Dave King?
If he ain't home, he's at the garage. Honest, I didn't make the stuff. You believe me, don't you?
Sure, Peterson. Here's your hat.
Dave King.
Ain't in yet. Well?
When'll he be in?
I don't know. Hey, look, what's on your mind?
Who are you?
What do you guys want?
He asked you who you were.
Maybe I don't feel like telling him.
I think you better. We're police officers.
Yeah. Yeah.
What'd you say your name was?
Fisher, Sam Fisher. I'm a mechanic here.
Now, when did you say Dave King would be in?
He said I should be in any minute. Just called from the house, said he was coming right over. What's it all about?
When did Dave buy 6 gallons of methyl alcohol?
Methyl alcohol?
Yeah. When did he buy it?
I don't know. I don't know nothing about Mr. King's business. I'm just a mechanic.
Well, you'll just wait around for Mr. King. When he comes in, I don't think it'd be a good idea to tell him who we are.
Well, he'll see you.
We're just customers. We've got a car stalled down the block.
You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a look around, Pete. Oh, by the way, Sam.
Yeah?
If you decide to take a walk, don't. There's a dozen cops around the building.
You try to find the methyl?
Better if we find a mix. Any garage owner might have methyl. Yeah. There's the door. Sam?
Yeah?
What's in here?
Stall.
Ben.
Yeah.
Take a whiff of these barrels.
That's it.
Still enough in the bottom to hang him higher than...
That car just came in. That's King.
Sam's gotten to him. He's getting out.
Hold it, boys.
Put away the gun, King.
Sam tells me you're unhappy.
We just found your mix.
Too bad you weren't a few minutes later. You're going to dump those barrels and get out of town.
Put down the gun. Place is covered.
I didn't see nobody when I come in.
King, the whole place is covered. There's a cop in the door right now.
Oh, come on, Guthrie.
Hey, drop it!
You okay, Quine?
Sure.
Better take Sam down to the station.
Let's go, Sam.
Tired?
You know it.
Ben.
Yeah.
Why India?
Like I told you. Read about it and liked it.
Before you pass the innocent, the vagrant, the thief, the murderer. Listen again next week when we again bring you The Lineup.
May I have your attention, please? You people out there on the other side of the wire in the audience room, may I have your attention, please? Thank you. My name is Carter, Sergeant Pete Carter. I'll explain the lineup to you. Each of the suspects you see will be numbered. I'll call off a number, their name, and charge. If you have any questions or identifications, please remember the number assigned to the prisoner as I call his name. At the end of each line, when I ask for questions or identifications, call out the number. If you're sure or not too sure of a suspect, have him help. The officer's description may...
Hi, this is Andrew from OTRWesterns.com. I wanted to invite you to come take a look at our site. We stream live OTR Westerns 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, along with putting out podcasts of old-time radio westerns. Check us out at OTRWesterns.com. You're listening to The Great Detectives of Old Time Radio with Adam Graham. Now let's get back into the show.
Welcome back. Well, a very different case and a very
atypical from the typical story that we'll hear on Great Detectives. Plus, I did like the little bit of conversation between Karger and Guthrie. You didn't generally hear much of that during the Karger era, so it was nice, and it did build the humanity of the characters quite nicely. All right, well, now I do need to let you know about the shows that we're going to be bringing you on Tuesday. And we're going to finish up, I think, most of the series where we have, like, you know, 10 to 15 episodes out there. And mostly we'll be dealing with series where there are only one or two episodes, or where there are, you know, 20, 25 episodes. So, but at any rate, here are the programs that we will be bringing you in the 2016-2017 season. Of course, we'll be starting Private Files of Rex Saunders towards the tail end of this season. But we'll be bringing you Hollywood Mystery Time, and then Inspector Thorne. And then after that, we've got quite a few series where there's just one episode out there. So we're going to go through four of those in a row. Bishop and the Gargoyle, Crime Correspondent, The Judge, and Follow That Man. Then we'll get into That Hammer Guy, and then The Lone Wolf, and then we'll wrap up the series by getting started on Rocky Fortune with Frank Sinatra. So there's a lot of great series that you'll be able to hear on Tuesday coming up in this next season. So I hope you'll will be listening for that. All right, well, that will do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for Richard Diamond, and then join us next Tuesday for another episode of The Lineup. In the meantime, send your comments, box 13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives, and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.